RSN Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Form Express. They're racing, of course, at headquarters this afternoon at Flemington. Here is Dean Lester's best bets.
I think Mr. Brightside of the favourites is the best, race 7, number 3. And I thought Exolita was the best value in the last race, 8, number 13. For the quaddie, first leg, numbers 2 and 4. Second leg, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 8. Third leg, 3, 4 and 12. And come home on 2, 4, 12 and 13. And I'm just going to have a multi of a win race 4, number 12, Verenskova, and a win race 7, number 3, Mr. Brightside.
Big tip around town on Troy Corston's and Leon Corston's galloper, New York Baby, in the first. Here's Troy.
Look, she's a really nice filly. She's only had the one trial going into this, so there's really good improvement to come. If she handles the straight, she's going to be very hard to beat.
And here's Trent Busted on Footlights.
Yeah, he's great. I'm hoping he'll be very hard to beat. We're actually going up to Sydney and the Gloaming Stakes, and sort of just with the COVID, we, you know, not so unexpected, but just thought we'd better pay up in case racing, for whatever reason, didn't run in Sydney, and we end up drawing barrier 8, and Damien Oliver was sitting on the sidelines and didn't have a ride. So we booked him, and it made sense to stay here instead.
And Jerome Hunter has Barb Raider, who is the dominant favourite in the Oaks trial.
She's nice and relaxed. It's, you know, she has the earmuffs on to keep her that way. And just the way she travels, like last start they went very slow and she just popped behind them. So I'm not really worried. I think she'll be up on the speed and just see how the track plays, because the rail out is out quite a bit. So, you know, Craig said the best thing about her is he can put her anywhere and she falls asleep.
JD Hayes and Benny Hayes have got a big team in at Flemington today, and JD joins us now. Good morning to you, JD.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've got Excel and Fly going around in the two-year-old race on debut. What can you tell us about this colt by Flying Artie?
Well, he's had the benefit of having a jump out down the straight, which that experience proves to be quite valuable with these two-year-olds, and he and one other, the Godolphin horse, have had that benefit of the experience. He got a little bit wrong. He was jumping the witch's hat. So we're hoping to see improvement. We've worked him in winkers since, seemed to help him focus, and I dare say there'll be no witch's hats out there today, so that could be in his favour.
All right, he's at $17. Might be worth a dollar each way there. What about Tramontana in race number 3 on the card? What can you tell us about this 3-year-old colt's chances over the 1,400?
Trained on well since his last start win, where he was quite impressive, and hoping he can just make it 2 in a row today. But he's got some nice horses to beat, but he's aided by a good barrier and Johnny Allen on board, so hopefully he's able to make it 2 in a row.
Can Asali win first up in race number 4 on the program?
He's big odds, but he's trialled up very well. He's now a gelding his preparation. The ultimate gear change seems to have worked wonders, so we're going to learn a lot about this horse today. So if he's able to sprint well fresh, I think we're in for a good preparation.
The former New Zealander, Mr. Brightside, just keeps on winning. Can he do it again in race number 7?
I hope so. Not many horses are able to win as many in a row as he has, but he seems to have got a nice barrier. Craig Williams knows him very well, and hopefully he's able to... I think the Flemington track will suit too, so there's a few boxes he's ticking today, so hopefully he can keep the picket fence going.
And in race number 8, you've got two chances. Cassius is at a big price, but Exolita looks like this galloper. She's your best chance there?
Yeah, I think she is. She's got a few more runs under the belt, Cassius, first up. Exolita just needs a bit of luck from the wide draw. I don't know what she's done to the barrier, a person drawing the barriers, but she cannot get in inside draw. So she's got the car park again. Ollie knows her well, but she is working well.
Your best chance, JD?
I'd have to stick with Mr. Brightside. I think he's trained on nicely since his last start.
Good luck. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
There's JD Hayes there, racing at Gosford this afternoon. Shane Montgomery's done the form for us. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Where do we start with your specials and then a quaddie?
Yeah, in race 5, number 6, Shibley was making his Gosford debut when the effort was full of merit last start. He became unsuited in transit, but he kept trying. They had him in 2 races today, Gareth, but they thought this was the best target, and he's ready to improve. Race 5, number 6, Shibley. I'm hoping the best all days in the last in race 7, number 4, Enfleurage, was produced second up after 4 weeks off when the effort was good at Randwick on the course proper last start. The quicker back up here creates scope for improvement. From the inside gate, you should be able to make her own luck today. That's race 7, number 4, Enfleurage. In the quaddie, in the first leg, 2, 4, 7 and 10. The second leg, 2, 3, 5 and 6. In the third leg, as they go on the track, 1, 2, 3 and 4. And then 2, 4, 5 and 9 in the last leg.
Thanks for that, Shane. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And, of course, if you miss any of Dean Lester's selections there, they're now on our website, our brand-new website at rsn.net.au. And Dean Lester's full set of selections will be on our website now going forward on each Wednesday and also on a Saturday. Howard Walter's done the form for us at Doomben. Good morning to you, Howard.
Good morning to you, Gareth. Going to start off in race 2, number 2, Kerchama. Very good run first up at Eagle Farm over 1,400. Finished second. Got past the leader, which is in this race. Not a choice, but then Super Trouble ran it down. Still a very good run by the mare first up. And she was $51 in her $8, so there was definitely an expectation that she'd improved. She's with John Moore. And since he's come back to Australia, he's trained 8 from 28. His horses are just running through brick walls, as they say. So race 2, number 2. And then race 5, number 6, Black Boots. This is a better price. This is $7.50. An even race. I just thought that looked a very attractive price. Good barrier. Consistent horse suited at the 1600. David Van Dyke trained. So race 5, number 6. And the quaddie, I don't know if there's much value in it, but these are the numbers. 2, 8, 10, 11 into 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 6, 7, 9, 10, and just come home with 2 and 9.
Good on you, Howard. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
There's Howard Walter looking at Doomben racing at Oakbank in South Australia. Nadia Horn, good morning to you. Take it away with your best bets in a quaddie.
We can do that, Gareth. We'll kick things off in race 2 today. I do think that number 2 summer show is going to be pretty hard to beat. Gets a 2 kilo claim. And does come off of a last start win at this track. Now, that's all important around Oakbank. It is a real horse of the course of track. And she's unbeaten here in her two attempts. She's likely to find the top. And for mine, she looks one of the better bets on the program. So that's race 2, number 2. We then go over to race 4. And in this maiden event, I think number 9, Akunga Maru, looks really well placed here. She backs up from last week and she does get the addition of blinkers. She's probably going to get a run from that draw just off pace with a bit of room. Hopefully she handles the run down the hill. If so, she's got the far superior form to these. And now she's had that grounding with a couple of runs back. She does look good value, even at the odds on quote of $1.80. And the other horse we like comes up in race 6. So I do think number 2, Mazu Warrior, has been a runner-up at his past 3 starts. Does get his chance to break through here today. Well, this looks a little weaker than some of the 54s he's been going around in recently. Once again, Jason Holder hops back aboard today, so you've got a senior rider from a good draw, and I really don't feel this is an overly strong race. So the three horses we like are race 2, the 2, race 4, the 9, and race 6, number 2. And our quaddie today, we won out the 9 in the first leg, 3, 4, 5 in the second, won out the 2 in the third leg, and come home with runners 1, 3, 7, and 11.
Thanks, Nadia.
Cheers, guys.
Pete Antonis joins us now for a preview of the Belmont meeting. Pete, good morning to you. How do we back a couple of winners there at Belmont?
Yeah, we'll start off in race 1. We'll just follow on from the midweek masterclass where I threw out Champagne Dame. Look, the Sniper's got the early price with over $3 available. It's now under $2.30, which just looks short enough, Gareth. D-Max Stable has been going just okay, given that they tend to go better at Belmont. And Chloe Azzopardi's not exactly setting the world on fire. But having said all that, I really like the horse as a physical type. I think it'll be suited going from 1,000 up to 1,400, and it should be able to dictate this race. I wouldn't be taking the $2.30, but I'll just be monitoring that price later in the card, just waiting until they jump, basically. But we'll go later in the card, and we'll start off in race 6 with the 4 King Cruiser. But it wasn't suited first up. I thought it was a pretty good run there behind Saturday Sun. Managed to produce a good overall figure and some decent splits on the way home. This looks a pretty good betting race. Hoover's been scratched, though there's still been a little bit of turmoil this morning in terms of the market. Flicker's Chance, and I think also Antique Bell will have their supporters. So, again, just another horse I'll be looking to play late in King Cruiser.
All right, mate. Go and get them, Pete. Thanks for that, brother.
Yeah, well, Gareth.
RSN Central's Form Express.
It's time for our harness racing greyhound Form Express on this Wednesday. Luke Humphreys has done the form for us at Geelong tonight in the trots. Good morning or afternoon to you now, Luke.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth. Not often we say good afternoon, but that's the way it is today. So it's all good.
take it away with your specials in the quaddy, please.
Yeah, can do. The two horses we've marked as best bets. Race 5, 11, Smooth Deal. Now, he's a little bit short, but he was able to drop back in grade to a restricted event last week. Led throughout from the widest barrier in a field of five, won by 11 metres, came home at 26.7. Look, he's the class runner. He's got the highest barrier again, but it would be disappointing if he were beaten. The other horse who marked a special, didn't mind race 3, number 2, No Win, No Worries. Has ability, as she demonstrated at her sole victory today when she won in 155.5 over the sprint trip at Melton in February. Also a very good second at Cranbourne on the 20th of June in a decent race, and recently beat Seb's Choice in the Beckett's Marsh Trial. So I thought she could go forward and prove very hard to beat race 3, number 2. The horse we marked on the website is our value race 6, number 10, Prosthesis, as a scratching. But even though this horse I didn't quite like as much as him from a value perspective, was my other value tip, but he is well fancied flux-wise. He's been heavily backed race 7, number 9, Chief Safari. Needs a bit of luck from the second row draw, but he's dropping in grade and he has got form around some decent enough horses. So he's the best value, and you might want to get on before he gets shorter. He's already 15 down to 460 fixed odds. So he's the value, race 7, 9, the best, race 5, number 11, race 3, number 2, the next best. Quaddy, races 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 1 out the first leg, 3 and 8 the second leg, 3, 4, 6, 9 the third leg, 4 and 6 the fourth leg, 11, 3 and 8, 3, 4, 6, 9, 4 and 6, and shouldn't be any more than around $16 for the full unit, Gareth.
Good on you, Luke.
Thanks, buddy.
So, Georgie, for the rest of this meeting at the Meadows, how do we make some money in a quaddy, please?
Race 7, number 2, Vladimir, is the greyhound we're after. He's a speedy type. He's drawn really well. He's fresh off an impressive win at Sandown, Gareth, where he showed some good speed. And got a nice PB here, and I think he'll be hard to catch if he can find the bunny early. Quaddy numbers 1, 2, 4 and 5, into 3, 4, 6 and 8, into 1, 2 and 3, into 2, 3 and 8. Ballarat tonight, like one later in the program, race 10, number 4, Body Hack. Very speedy type, and some of his provincial wins have been set up with some good starts and hot overall times, including smashing 22 seconds at Shepparton more recently. Draws a little bit tricky, but if he steps well, certainly want to have a play at around the $5.50 mark, race 10, number 4. Quaddy numbers 1, 5 and 8, into 1, 3, 4 and 5, into 1 and 3, into 1, 2 and 4 to bring us home.
Good on you, Georgie. Thanks for that.
No worries, mate. Speak soon.